Got a chance to step out and get a little bit of nature on the weekend at the Belmont Wetlands State Park. Yes, they've got their event on, pretty cutely titled, I must admit. It's called The Dunes in June. We are in June already. Scary as that sounds on its own. To talk us through the event and what we can expect is the chairperson from the Belmont Wetlands State Park Trust, Greg Wright. Hello, Greg. Look, for those who haven't had a wander through the Belmont Wetlands, what are some of the wonderful things that you can experience when you turn up?
Well, it's a really diverse kind of area, which, like its title says, Belmont Wetlands State Park. The wetlands are one of our core sell points, if you like, and the people that are turning up for Dunes in June on Saturday the 3rd of June from 9 o'clock to 11 a.m, they'll find themselves going, first of all, through an old forest and down into a wetland. And that's the Jules Wetland section. And they'll go through quite a range of different environments, and they'll be amazed to find them so close to a suburban area.
It is really amazing when you think about it, Greg, that we've got all of that built-up area, you know, through Jules and down through Belmont North and down to Belmont, and we've just got this sort of strip right in the middle between there and hugging the coastline that is pretty much untouched. I mean, it's really special that we've still got that when you consider how much development we've got going around, aren't we?
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's been very hard fought from the local community and the regional community as well. It's actually a state asset, a state significant asset, and as time goes by, the people that turn up on Saturday will realise that this is something that's, you know, unique along our section of the coast.
And for those who do make the trek through, you'll be learning about, of course, some of the conservation activities that continue to take place, but also some of the unique flora and fauna that call the Belmont Wetlands area home.
Exactly. I'm sure that everyone that comes there will find some plants that they haven't come across before. They'll certainly see the huge variety that is there, which is supporting a big range of, you know, over 170 different bird species, for example. But they will possibly see some animals as well.
And and not to mention a pretty good chance to get a nice bit of exercise out in the fresh air. 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Looks great.
That's right. I mean, one part of it will be a walk up over the dune system down to the sea, and that will certainly get a bit of exercise. The dune is reasonably steep, so people need to keep that in mind, but the steep section of it is reasonably short as well.
And you guys are asking everybody to have, yes, the right footwear, all the usual sun stuff as well, hat, long sleeve clothing, some sunscreen, and it should be a great day. 9 o'clock, I better let you go and get everything organised. Just very quickly, how can we register for the event, Greg, on Saturday morning?
Okay, the booking needs to be made either by phoning 4961 2358, that's 4961 2358, or email is, it's all lowercase, jstyan@cva.org.au.
Wonderful, Greg. Well, like I said, lots of planning going into this. It should be a great morning too on Saturday. It is the Dunes in June at the Belmont Wetlands State Park. And at this stage, weather looking fantastic for the weekend as well. 2NURFM 103.7.